Welcome to Bayou Garden on 89.3 WRKF. I'm Dan Gill with the LSU Ag Center. Yesterday was Louisiana's Arbor Day, the traditional time we celebrate trees by planting them. In 1968, the Louisiana legislature passed Senate Bill No. 249, designating the third Friday in January as Arbor Day throughout the state of Louisiana. The date of Arbor Day is observed in different times in different states around the country, and that's because climates are different. Winters here are relatively mild, and the ideal tree planting season in Louisiana is from November through February. So the third Friday in January is very appropriate for us, although Arbor Day occurs much later in some other states. In addition to planting trees, I think it's also appropriate to appreciate the trees we already have and all they provide for us, especially here in an urban setting. You might not consider trees that important to cities. Who needs to rake up all those leaves anyway? But trees are especially important in urban areas for a variety of reasons. Most of us would agree that Louisiana summers are too hot to begin with, but urban areas in particular are heat traps. Trees absorb the energy of the sun to make their food, and they provide comfortable oases by lowering the air temperatures under their canopies by up to 6 to 10 degrees. And overall, a wonderful canopy of trees in an urban area helps to moderate temperatures. For individuals, properly placed trees in the landscape to the south and the southwest of your home can provide shade that cuts your air conditioning bill anywhere from 10% to 50% during the summer. And this is a really important thing to keep in mind if you realized last summer that your home really got hot and those southern and western windows really let in a lot of heat. It's amazing what trees can do. They're far more efficient in lowering your utility bills than something like curtains or blinds on the windows. Now, air pollution is also a real concern in urban areas. Trees help trap and filter out ash, dust, and other tiny particles in the atmosphere. They also help supply the oxygen that we need to breathe, and trees absorb and trap lots and lots, tons and tons of carbon dioxide out of the air. Among their many additional benefits, trees stabilize the soil, prevent erosion. They can cut down on noise pollution by acting as barriers to sound. You always notice that trees are oftentimes planted along the sides of interstates, for instance, and this does a lot to moderate the noise generated by the traffic from reaching neighborhoods that may be nearby. Trees also contribute greatly to beautification. They increase your property values. Neighborhoods that are endowed with nice, large, older trees are welcoming and pleasant to live in. And again, that can increase the property values. Trees also can hide unpleasant views and are really useful for that. And they provide food and shelter for urban wildlife. Indeed, if you have fruit trees on your property, they can also provide you something to eat. I encourage you to attend the annual Arbor Day at Burden, a celebration going on today from 9 to 3 p.m. This family-friendly event is held at the LSU Ag Center Botanical Gardens at 4560 Essen Lane near Interstate 10. Admission is $5 per person. Children under 3 and 3 are free, and it's wonderful to attend. This is Bayou Garden. I'm Dan Gill. Join us next week at this time for more on your garden. Podcasts of the show are available at wrkf.org.